The Minister of Health and Child Care last week embarked on a mass drug administration exercise through the use of tablets for treating bilharzia and intestinal worms, targeting 4.3 million children in the country's 63 districts. The ministry was relying mostly on a donation of 11.5 million present Quantelp tablets to cover all the districts in a week-long treatment drive targeting children between the ages of 1 and 15. However, some parents have expressed reservations on the administration of this drug, saying the ministry did not carry out enough sensitization campaigns about the drug's side effects. Bulawayo resident Emily Ndlovu did not allow her son to have the drug administered to him at his school. She said she was not comfortable with her son getting the drug after reading on the internet that it has been banned in countries like Britain, where it can only be used in veterinary services.
I think immunization has to be something which comes when there is enough time to inform people, well educate people before it's done. And the side effects of that immunization, people have to make informed decision. It shouldn't just be an overnight thing.
Another local resident, Precious Mudenge, said they were not given the opportunity to make informed decisions about the health of their children as they were left without adequate information to do this. She added that while it is public health policy to administer drugs to children en masse from time to time, this time there was need for communication from the ministry since most parents are not even aware that bilharzia and intestinal worms are a public health threat.
The government this time, they did not do justice to us parents by just immunizing the children without having informed us of where this bilharzia disease was coming from. Thus, we were not mentally prepared.
Her views were echoed by another resident, Gerald Skosana, who said the amount of information that was being shared by residents on social media is a sign that parents are denied the kind of information they needed, which saw most of them relying on rumor and speculation.
Unfortunately, in such situations, a lot of people end up depending on social media, on the internet, and some of those facts that we get from the internet are not true. So we would want, probably for next time when government is carrying out such programs, to come out clean, to explain to the whole of the nation what is happening, than to do it quietly.
Some parents have expressed concern over the fact that the drugs were a donation, saying developed countries might be using the country as a dumping ground for expired medicine. Disease Control Director Dr. Poshia Mananganzira said although the drugs were a donation, they are of good quality as they were put through the Medical Council of Zimbabwe process to ensure that the drugs are of acceptable quality.
It's not just being dumped because these are diseases of neglected people. It is still good quality, and this is part of a global initiative to say whenever you're doing an intervention, don't give, you know, the second class because it's going to people who are poor. There is still, in terms of, you know, all the kids that we observe, they still deserve the best quality possible of care. And as a Minister of Health and Child Care, we really strive to provide the highest quality of health care to the citizens of Zimbabwe.
The administration of the drug was carried out in schools and clinics. According to the Ministry of Health and Child Care, a nationwide prevalence survey conducted in 2010 indicated that bilharzia and intestinal worms were a widespread public health concern affecting 57 of the country's 63 districts. Reporting for Studio 7 in Bulawayo, this is Notando Spanda.